We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. It is Dom time. Big issues, big guest. A guy who really is a heavyweight whenever you see him on CNN, particularly duking it out the other side. Steve Cortez is with us. Steve is a senior advisor to Trump 2020, and he's often involved in these back and forths over Trump, racism, minorities, among other things, broader things too. And this has to play out tonight. Any kind of moderator would be asking Joe Biden about what the heck is going on here with African-American males seeing the faults here of the Democrat Party. But Kristen Welker, will not ask that tonight. Her mission is there to get in the way of Trump going after Biden. Steve joins us on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Steve, welcome in.
Good morning, Dom.
Well, good morning, Steve. Well, I'm not heartbroken that foreign policy, let's start with that, will not be part of tonight's debate in a more formalized way, because I'm not seeing that move the needle. Trump is obviously got a lot to say about that this time around, and I don't want distractions away from Hunter Biden connected to Joe Biden to China. I guess that's kind of right. Foreign in a way. And the court packing with Biden now saying in the recent interview he's going to set up a reform commission. That's a place to mine. He's weakening, Steve. He's getting ready to say he's going to pack the court. Maybe not tonight, right. But we're getting close, I think.
That's right. No, exactly. I mean, look, I think we all know what he's going to do regarding the court. And that is fundamentally changing the Constitution of the United States. I mean, that's literally structurally changing our republic in a way that could be harmful for the rest of our lives and our children's lives. But, you know, to get back to the debate tonight, you mentioned that I have a lot of on-air fights. I step into the political octagon very often. Well, it's going to be a fight tonight in Nashville, because President Trump is going to have to do the job that the corporate national media will not do, and that is prosecute the case against Joe Biden. And we now have even more bombshell revelations as of today from the New York Post. The fact that Tony Bobulinski is willing to go on the record in his name, and he is a firsthand eyewitness to all of these accounts. He was the head of the sham company that they set up to collect tens of millions of dollars from a Chinese energy mogul connected with the Chinese Communist Party. He is going on the record and saying that the, quote, big guy in these emails is indeed Joe Biden. So it wasn't just that he was aware of his family's. We already knew that. We already knew he was aware of his family's nefarious and corrupt business deals all over the world, including with our foremost enemies, Russia and China. We now know, factually, that he was personally benefiting from the grift. This makes him totally disqualified. He can never be our commander-in-chief. With this kind of information, he has very likely committed a serious federal crime. And with this kind of information, just what we know so far, forgetting about what we probably don't know, but from what we know so far, this guy would not be able to get the security clearance to have a low-level job at any national security agency of the United States, much less to be the commander-in-chief of the greatest republic
in history. So that's the angle. Would you agree to, though, soften up in the beginning, hey, it's not about Hunter Biden, he's troubled, people have problems and all that.
Right.
We're only interested here in getting to the person who is relevant to the moment, and maybe even say addiction. I know that the people out there that have overcome, it's a great thing to overcome. It's something like that, Steve, so that they can't pivot toward all you're attacking my family and everything else.
No, I agree. Hunter Biden is not part of this story. He really isn't. And his personal problems, his personal depravity, none of that is relevant to the voters. It just is not. So I don't want us to focus there. I don't want the president to focus there, and I don't think he will. And yeah, you know, I think it would actually be good for the president to even mention something. Look, he lost his brother to addiction. All right. He knows all too well that addiction is really real and deadly for a lot of folks. So that is not relevant to this discussion. Hunter Biden is in some ways a sideshow to this story. He was just the bag man. OK, there's a Biden cartel. It was headed by Joe Biden, and it operated at his direction and his behest. You know, I think we already had circumstantial evidence pointing that way. We already had unnamed sources who were corroborating that case. We now have an on-the-record Navy veteran, self-described Democrat, who tells us that he has no political axe to grind, but as a patriot, he feels compelled to tell the truth to the American people. It's unbelievable how much the corporate media, the national media, is trying to ignore this story, this complete elephant in the room. And of course, they're being assisted by big tech, who's trying to suppress the story. They're trying to draw a curtain in front of the truth and in front of Joe Biden so that we don't have transparency. But thank goodness, you know, on the stage tonight, we're going to have the showdown we need to have, because Joe Biden, he's going to have to face the music in the Music City of Nashville tonight.
I agree, Steve. And let's hope the president, no side comments, not all over the place. Focus in on that Supreme Court packing. And I like what he did in this rally, somehow or another, again, trying, because it's vital here in Pennsylvania, to reach out to these suburban women, particularly moms. He, at a rally yesterday, said moms are the heroes, and they know how difficult this is with their kids not getting an education. I think that's an area to calmly drill down on and show the contrast with what Biden would do and continue to do.
Yes, I totally agree. I think that women are particularly aware, maybe in a way that a lot of men are not, right, about the problems of lockdowns, of kids not being physically in schools. And the president has pledged, you know, and he says this is somebody who got the COVID, who was hospitalized for the China virus. He says we are not locking down again. We can manage the risks effectively. We can't completely stop the spread of the virus, and that's happening all over the world. Nobody can stop it. But what we can do is manage the risks effectively. We can take reasonable precautions. And then for those who are highly vulnerable, those who are very elderly or very infirm, we have to take really stringent precautions to try to protect them until we have a vaccine, which we do believe is coming very, very soon. But he pledges to the American people, we are not going back into lockdown. Joe Biden threatens to take us back there to where we were in March. All it would take is a couple of words from a public health official, Dr. Fauci or somebody else, and we would go back into lockdown. I don't think reasonable Americans think that that is an alternative, and particularly to your point, particularly women. So it's my hope that suburban women in the Philadelphia area, Bucks County, elsewhere, and all the battleground states are going to really vote their self-interest, that even if they don't love this president, even if they don't like his brash style, that they will see the efficacy of his policies, what he's done economically, what he can do in a second term economically, and again, his pledge that we are not going back to lockdowns.
The thing that's given me the biggest tickle, if you will, Steve, throughout all this, the irony of some of these reliable voters having to be courted here at the end that we've been talking about, and yet African-American males, and particularly some prominent ones, who are influencers like 50 Cent, Ice Cube, Kanye West, publicly now in the 11th hour, more and more vocally saying some stuff for Trump. And I think one of the things we talked with Grover Norquist today that they do is they take away this idea that everybody that is wealthy is a white fat cat corporate guy screwing you or something. When people like 50 Cent say he doesn't want to become 20 Cent under Joe Biden,
it's
a cultural phenomenon we're seeing here.
No, absolutely. And by the way, I think a lot of these minority voters, and it seems more men than women, but a lot of these minority voters, they really do look up to Trump in that regards of somebody who has built wealth and somebody who's not ashamed of wealth, right? And they want to have generational wealth at some point. And we're doing great with Hispanics as well, too. I mean, fantastically. The latest Fox News poll shows us on a national level polling at 42% among Hispanics. Now, I think we're doing better than that. I think we can win the Hispanic vote. But even 42%.
Wait, Steve. Wait a minute now. We're getting fired up here. If that happens, that would be the story of whatever else happens. My God.
I think we can. You know, we right now in polling, we are winning the Hispanic vote in Florida. We're winning it in Texas. Now, California's a little more problematic because we're not doing well among any group in California that's very Hispanic.
Right.
But how about this? I will say this. Ex-California, I firmly believe we're going to win the Hispanic vote in America, everywhere besides the state of California. And that, by the way, is hugely problematic for the electoral map and Joe Biden, because it means probably Florida and Arizona are secured for us, it means we have a shot at flipping New Mexico and Nevada. And by the way, but to connect, why are we doing well among Hispanics? Well, there's a reason. It's to your point. It's about economic opportunity. You know, Hispanics are, and I'm really proud of this, we are statistically the most entrepreneurial demographic in America by a long shot. We love to start new businesses, mom and pop operations that we hope get a lot bigger than that. Well, entrepreneurs love this president. He's an entrepreneur. He created conditions for prosperity for startups for the first 3 years of this presidency in a way that no president ever had. Then it was unfortunately halted by the China virus, but now we're doing it again. And I'll give you a data point to back this. Pickup trucks, light truck sales just hit an all-time high in the United States. That's fantastic news. It's something that nobody would have predicted in March and April. We were locked down.
No, how's that possible now? And back to the Hispanic voters, though, wouldn't that be the most curious thing of all, given the wall and given all the other things? And it gives hope. You know, the media is locked into this story that demographically it's over for Republicans. And sadly, advisors and people in your role, some of them, they buy into that. And they come up with these ways of let's appeal to Hispanics by saying we're just going to have untrammeled immigration. Right. That's not going to work. Plus, it's going to put the Republican Party more behind the eight ball.
It's a myth that Hispanic American citizens are somehow soft on immigration. Now, sometimes you'll see polls of, quote, Hispanics, but they're including illegal migrants in those polls. So, of course, they have permissive views on illegal immigration. But Hispanic citizens of the United States are not soft on immigration. And it's not even, by the way, that big of an issue to most Hispanics. It really isn't. And by the way, legal immigrants, like my father, legal immigrants, they detest the fact that this country in large measure tolerates illegal immigration because legal immigrants know how hard it is to become a legal new American in this country. And, you know, Hispanics, like most Americans, it's economic aspirational opportunity. That's what they care about. And, you know, to connect it back to my pickup truck stat. How many Hispanic small business folks out there drive pickup trucks? It's how they work. They're tradesmen. They work with their minds and their hands. And pickup truck sales soaring is a sign that Hispanics are really, really getting back. All Americans, of course, but particularly Hispanics are really getting back to work. A lot of it's in construction right now because new home sales just hit a 15-year high in this country. That's fantastic news for this country, for both the optimism of the new home buyers, but also the folks who are involved in the trades to construct these homes. So there's an economic renaissance unfolding across this country. People know it. They feel it. And I believe they're going to make the correct decision to rehire Donald Trump as effectively our national CEO.
You're one of the best guys they have, Steve. That's all that I can say.
Really, well, I appreciate it. We've all got to fight to save this country, but I appreciate the kind words. And by the way, I want to congratulate you. I don't know how they're doing it, but the Philadelphia Eagles have won one game, and they're in second place. I mean,
well,
you're right
in the
hunt.
It's a Democrat city.
Shot fired right there from Steve. Look at that. That's kind of mean, Steve. I don't like that.
No, I'm congratulating you. I mean, think about it. If you're in second place with one win, you string together a couple wins, all of a sudden you're in the playoffs.
There you go. That's right. Now you've recovered beautifully with that, Steve. Thank you, Steve. Thanks very much.
You bet.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.